Welcome to the first episode of Let There Be Loose. I'm your host, Linda Garcia, also known as Loose Warrior. The intention of this blogcast is to bring spirituality to the forefront, to not be afraid of what your intuition is telling you, but to encourage you to take action on it. Today's episode will be an introduction of a series called the Moon Cycle Series. In this series, we will talk about what it's like to become a woman, how we've dealt with it, and how we deal with it. My intention for this series is to change the dialogue surrounding our cycle. Here's a true story of the first day I started my cycle. It was 1991. There was fear looming in the air as I watched the adults constantly wide-eyed in front of the television as it spewed words like Iraq, Kuwait, and Hussein. Not fully understanding or wanting to understand, I found myself gripping. Gripping onto Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Unable to come to terms that summer is slipping away. Life is changing. The air is getting cooler. But it no longer prompts me for the excitement of school about to begin like it once did. This isn't like the closing of summers before. It's different. It's my last year in elementary. There's something else happening. I'm spending less time climbing trees, and I'm caring less and less about the mysteries of the moon. It's all slipping from my hands. There's a change. One I can't explain. It feels lonely. Something is happening. I'm 11 years old, and it's the first day of school. I zip up my pleated, high-waisted, acid-wash jeans, slip on my magenta top. I stop to analyze my nipples, as I find them a bit pronounced. Awkward little lumps. I look away, trying to ignore them, as if I was sending a signal to everyone else that comes in contact with me to look away. Please don't stare. I lace up my pink Converse and move on to my hair, a high side ponytail slicked with Aquanet. Ugh, but that was so fifth grade. I let my hair down and I style my bangs. Something is happening. There's a change. School hasn't even started yet. And for the first time, my butt was grabbed in line while waiting to get into the classroom. As I turned to look back at who it was, the boys were straight-faced, and the girls behind them glared at me. I felt a wave of shame. It must have been my fault. It's lunchtime. The smell of pizza fills the air. The rectangle-shaped pizza with white runny cheese and little square pepperonis melts in my mouth. I finish it as fast as I can, and I find my way to the playground. The playground full of freedom. Freedom of getting to choose where you want to play. I look in every direction. What do I want to do for the next 30 minutes? I make my way to the uneven bars. I pass the snarky girls that glared at me today. I don't care. Whatever. I lose myself after every spin on the bars. I get drunk. I push myself faster and faster and faster, feeling the wind in the hair and the tingle in my body. Pulled away from my delight, I hear the whistle on the playground, and I hear the teachers begin to give the instruction for us to freeze. We freeze, all in funny positions. Instead of looking around to get a good laugh, I lose myself in a feeling I've never felt before. My vagina is hot, and I can feel the power oozing out from inside, like a volcano expelling hot lava gently running down it. I hear the whistle again. It's time to move. No time to think. My vision comes back into focus, and I begin to walk alongside the other children like a herd of sheep. I make my way into the restroom. A game of Bloody Mary is well underway, and the girls are on their third spin. As they complete their third spin, they start screaming and push me out of the way as they run out of the restroom. I'm alone. The cool air of the restroom wraps around my body. I walk into a stall. I hurry up to unzip my jeans and pull down my pants. And I stretch my underwear out in front of me. There it is. I can feel the sense of panic begin to overcome the cool feeling that once wrapped my body just moments ago. I remember all of the times I watched my mom angrily wipe herself and add additional toilet paper over her pad for safe measure. Ay, ya llegó esta chingadera otra vez, she would say to herself. I can remember the look on her face as her brows furrowed and her jaw would hang from her frown. There I was, my rite of passage, wrapping toilet paper around my hand so that I could gently expel it from my grip and place it neatly on my underwear. The anger that I watched my mother inhabit during this time of the month became my anger. I felt a position of power. I felt like a grown woman, having the power to hate and be angry at something so deep and so intimate and so profound. The power immediately disappeared as I pull my underwear to the side and discover my pants are stained. The bell rings. I'm visited by panic once again. The panic wraps around my chest, down my arms, up my head, and down to my feet. I feel like I can't breathe. I'm late for class, no time to process. I move fast. I make my way towards the classroom. I walk with my legs rubbing together really hard as I tighten my thighs as best as I can, praying to God that nobody can see the blood that has penetrated my pants. Why are you late? My body is flushed with heat, and everyone is staring at me. I didn't hear the whistle on the playground. All the kids begin to laugh. I take my seat. I can't focus on anything else Mr. Reed is saying. I stare at the clock, watching the red hand jump from second to second to second to second. Finally, the bell rings. Lost in thought, I sit on the bus staring out the window. Therapeutically, I watch the cars drive by. I acknowledge the trees pushing past the window. There's a sense of freedom that is somehow consumed by an inner power that I was meeting for the first time, feeling for the first time. As I step off the bus, I feel a wave of relief. Waiting for my mother to come home from work, I run to her as soon as I see her and I tell her that I began to bleed today. She takes a couple of steps back, as if I'm a walking disease. She glares at me. I could feel her disappointment. And for the second time today, I feel ashamed after a glare in disapproval. Again, I blame myself. This must be my fault. She very slowly shakes her head, and her lips pierce. Her lips pierce a hole right through my heart. Allá hay toallas. Abajo del sink. I turn around and make my way to the restroom. I already knew that. I already knew that the pads were under the sink. There's a change, one I can't explain. It feels lonely. Thank you for listening to this week's blogcast. Next week, we'll take a dive into moon cycles. I wanted this week to be sort of storytelling. I wanted you to listen to my story and how I started my moon cycle. I'm thinking that most of you can relate in one way or another. Feel free to email us at lettherebeloosepodcast@gmail.com. Share your moon cycle story if you're up for it. My intention is not only for us to grow through my own story, but for us to grow through your stories as well. You can find us on Instagram at LetThereBeLuz. You can find me at Luz Warrior. Don't forget to visit our website, LetThereBeLuz.com. Till next time.